USA News. I'm Dave Collins. The man charged in the subway chokehold death of Jordan Neely is speaking out for the first time. Daniel Penny facing second-degree manslaughter charges after he put Neely into a chokehold for several minutes on a New York subway earlier this month. Penny is now addressing criticism that what he did was racially motivated, as he's white, Neely was black. He told the New York Post the incident had nothing to do with the color of Neely's skin. He also said he believes footage showing what led up to the incident will prove he was in the right. The Republican chair of the House Budget Committee says President Biden's back is against the wall on the debt ceiling.
We have one proposal that has passed the House. Nobody else has put a proposal on the table, so he needs to respond to that proposal.
Speaking on ABC's This Week, the Texas Congressman Jody Arrington criticized the president for not submitting a proposal and for waiting so long before having talks with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Arrington pointed out that the House passed a proposal that raises the debt ceiling, but also includes spending cuts that Biden opposes. The CDC says another death has been linked to recalled eye drops. Delsym Pharma and Esri Care have been connected to four deaths and more than 80 cases of extensive vision loss in 18 states. The FDA has urged Americans to stop using the two brands. The list of Republican candidates for president is getting longer.
After launching a presidential exploratory committee last month, Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina has filed a run for president in 2024.
I will never back down in defense of the conservative values that make America exceptional.
Scott is expected to make an official announcement on Monday. The GOP field includes former President Donald Trump, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, and former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson.
That's Jeremy Scott reporting. This is USA News.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
The U.S. is unveiling a new $375 million military aid package for Ukraine. President Biden made the announcement during his meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the G7 summit in Japan. The package will include ammunition, artillery, and military vehicles for Ukraine in its battle against Russia. Biden also announced new sanctions on Russia that he said would ensure that we keep pressure on Putin to hold his backers accountable. Minnesota is set to become the 23rd state to legalize recreational marijuana. State Senate gave its final stamp of approval on legislation that would allow adults over 21 to carry up to 2 ounces of pot in public and possess 2 pounds at home. The governor said he'd be proud to sign it into law. Jimmy Buffett is on the mend after being hospitalized in Boston and is ready with a warning to fans that growing old is not for sissies.
The Margaritaville singer, who's 76, said in a letter shared to Twitter that he'd been admitted to the hospital after a checkup to address some issues that needed immediate attention and would have to reschedule his show in Charleston, South Carolina. He ended his Twitter letter with the words, "Not yet." I'm Corey Myers.
The Powerball jackpot getting up there again. No one picked all six numbers. Last night's drawing, that means Monday night, it's worth $179 million. Dave Collins, USA News.
New to USAPodcasting.com.
Into the paranormal.
Where the abnormal and paranormal collide. The number one paranormal podcast is on USAPodcasting.com.
Into the paranormal we go. With Jeremy Scott.
Subscribe to Into the Paranormal from USAPodcasting.com.